It's June.
What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
We're standing on the bank of Boulder Creek, a few miles east of Boulder, hoping to see a mink. The young are born in April or May, so we might even see a family.
Oh, no. I think there's a small mink that just went across, and it went under the overpass. We'll see if it pops out again. It was swimming in the water. First, I thought it was a muskrat, and then I noticed it was a little bigger, and its head was way out of the water.
Yeah, minks swim with the upper half of their body exposed above the water, and they've got a much bushier, more handsome tail than a muskrat does.
That was so cool. You said we were looking for a mink, and it appeared instantly.
I didn't see it because...
You want to continue?
Yeah. Sightings of these weasels have increased dramatically in the past few years in and around Boulder County. Several people have seen them along Boulder Creek, and I've also spotted them near White Rocks, at Sawhill Ponds, and at St. Vrain State Park. Prior to the recent reports, mink sightings have been very rare for many years around Boulder. Normally, they are secretive, nocturnal hunters. But the recently seen mink were seen in broad daylight.
No one seems to know why we're seeing so many more mink. It could be that there have been releases from mink rearing facilities. It could be that mink just aren't being hunted or captured as much as they were in the last century. But as we look here at Boulder Creek, we're seeing all this growth along Boulder Creek, shrub growth, tall grasses, willows. I wonder if it's providing the cover that these mink need to escape their predators, which include coyotes and river otters and even great horned owls. Also, a funny thing about mink is they're very aggressive toward each other. Mink mortality, a lot of it comes from mink killing other mink. But this is a changing ecosystem here along Boulder Creek since the cattle were removed from this area and they're no longer prairie fires. It looks like here there are a lot of good hiding places. So let's go upstream and see if we can find it up above the bridge.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.